Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Regarding the concept of prophethood, the misconception I would try to remove today relates to a common notion which is found amongst Muslims, and that is that at the time of the birth of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, stars had descended very close to the earth and the whole place was filled with light. Now, this is a concept which is prevalent amongst Muslim masses, and they use this concept to prove the superiority of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam over other prophets. First of all, it needs to be understood that this narrative is not reported at all through sound means, and it is not at all an authentic narrative. We know that this narrative is recorded in some hadith books, of, for example, in the Dalail al-Nubuwwah of Imam Baqi. And we also know that the narrators of this narrative are not sound. For example, Yaqub ibn Muhammad al-Zuhri is one of the narrators, and we know that he's not sound. And our Rijal authorities, they have criticize his personality, and they do not regard him to be a sound narrator. They regard him to be a suspect person as far as his narration is concerned. Similarly, another narrator which is found in the chain of narration is Abdulaziz bin Umar bin Abdul Rahman. He too is not required to be sound by these hadith authorities. So in the presence of this data, this narrative cannot be accepted. As far as the narrative itself is concerned, we know that it is reported by Usman bin Abil As, and he reports from his mother, who says that she was present at the time of the birth of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Amina, and she said that during his birth process, she witnessed the stars falling down or coming close to the earth, and she feared that they might just fall down on the earth, and the whole place was filled with light. This is the text of the narrative. So as I said, since this narrative is not reported through sound chains of narration, it cannot be accepted. And Muslims must do well that they should not try to prove the superiority of the Prophet Muhammad by such weak things. The Prophet Muhammad is indeed a great prophet of God, and he does not need the support of such weak narratives to be proven so. So therefore, we must discard such narratives. It is also known historically that Usman bin Abil As, he belonged to the Banu Saqif. Now, we know that the Banu Saqif resided in Taif and not in Mecca. And we also know historically that the major part of the tribe of Banu Saqif, they embraced Islam after the 9th Hijrah. And it is very few people or very few conversions are reported before that. And so therefore, it's very unlikely that Usman bin Abil As's mother would have been present at all at the time of the Prophet Muhammad's birth with Hazrat Amina رضي الله. So therefore, we cannot regard this narrative to be true. As I said, it has been reported through very, very weak chains of narration, and Muslim authorities have criticized these chains of narration, and they have proven and shown that this narrative cannot be regarded as a sound narrative. And so therefore, Muslims must discard this narrative, and it can be safely said that it has no basis. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات